Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And we are in the midst of SEC Championship, Conference Championship Week, also the Final Four for the GHSA playoffs. Got played last night as well. We'll set up your championship games. And I just want Kip to know that this is going to be a really good show, because for the first time in a while, I'm coming in here fired up.
Good. Good. Well, since you're fired up, what happened to your Metter Tigers last night?
Stunner.
Been hyped. You've been hyping them up all year, putting them number one in the rankings. And then they get woodshedded 49-7.
We will go over the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment, and we will have a new number one atop the poll.
Oh, really?
We will.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So get ready for that. Before we jump on in, I want to go ahead and throw out our Twitter question of the week. You can find this at Bishop_show on Twitter. In case some of you that missed it, LSU made a hire. They hired Brian Kelly as their new football coach. And then Brian Kelly goes on at a basketball game and addresses the crowd in what was a ridiculous, god-awful Southern fake accent. The dude's from Boston, by the way. And he gets there and he gives this terrible fake Southern accent, and he's being crushed for it. So our Twitter question of the week: were you fooled by Brian Kelly's Southern accent? Your choices are get him some sweet tea or where the blank is he from?
I mean, he's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana right now. $95 million, apparently. I mean, you get $95 million, I'll come up with a Southern accent. Or if it was up north, I'd come up with a Northern accent, since I already have a Southern
accent. I want to hear your Boston accent.
No. Oh. No, I mean... You're not going to dodge me today, man. You've been running your mouth. Last week, Ohio State's going to curb stomp Michigan. I picked Michigan. Matter. Everything's better in Matter. That's all you talking about. And then, I'm anxious to see how you're going to spin all this morning.
That was a huge upset, but we'll get to that
in
a minute.
Upset.
Huge upset.
It wasn't an upset.
Brooks County was a number
Brooks
two.
County.
Well, they were a two seed, and they had to go to Matter to win that football game, and they did. We'll get to that in a minute. Huge upset. Congratulations to Brooks County. Like, taking nothing away from them. You know, they were a two seed. They had to go beat a number one, and they did it. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
Fine dining on St. Simon since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards are available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Takeout available on the Georgia Sea Grill app. Just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill. Good restaurant to eat at on St. Simon's Island.
All right, so we will get you. Yeah, now I'm officially a resident of St. Simon's Island.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Get you some scores. Collins Hill was considered to be the favorite in 7A.
They are. They're going to win the state championship.
They blanked Grayson, who's a very good football team, 31 rock last night.
Yes. Everybody saw that coming. They beat Lowndes. I mean, the overrated Region 1, 6, 7A in South Georgia. They beat that champion 49-7 the week before. I mean, Collins Hill's legit.
Collins Hill's going to win the whole thing. They will have to play Milton, who beat Walton 24-10. In 6A, Hughes knocks off Tecula 47-28, and Buford 21-6 over Carrollton. I was surprised that game was that close.
Yeah, Carrollton made a good showing last night. Decula, you know, they beat Brunswick High a couple of weeks ago.
He's still
the glass Brunswick slipper.
He still hadn't closed the book on the Brunswick High Pirates.
I mean, they finished 11-1, had a great season. Should have been in this game last night, but woulda, coulda, shoulda doesn't get you anywhere, you know?
Nope. In 5A, Warner Robins goes on the road to play Creekside. They lost the coin flip, didn't matter. 40-15, Warner Robins advances to the state championship. And Calhoun, a team I don't think a lot of people had in the finals, they will be there as they beat Blessed Trinity 24-7.
I mean, Calhoun beat the Waycross Bulldogs just beat the Ware County Gators just a couple of weeks ago.
You're going to get our –
My bad, that was a little – I got crossed up there.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch does not support any opinions out of the mouth of Kip Ranch.
It was a slip, man. It was a slip. They beat Waycross.
It's the Ware County Gators.
Yes.
They reside in Waycross.
Waycross has all the history. But, yeah, Ware County, yeah, Calhoun beat them a couple of weeks ago.
In 4A, Cedartown goes down in a heartbreaker to Carver Columbus 22-21. Benedictine advances to the state finals in 4A, beating North Oconee 42-32. The only team in the South Georgia area that will be playing for a state title is Benedictine.
Yeah, BC is a good football team. They had a couple of early losses in the season, but after that, they have kicked it into high gear.
Yeah, they also beat Ware County, and of course, you may see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You think?
You might.
Yeah, okay.
Appling goes down to Cedar Grove 27-6. Pierce County loses a heartbreaker over in Blackshear 19-17 to Carver Atlanta. In AA, the magical run for Swainsboro meets an end at the hands of Fitzgerald 27-6. Thomasville 31-6 winners over Callaway. I didn't see that coming. I really thought Callaway was going to do it this year.
Callaway?
Yeah.
Callaway?
Yeah.
You didn't pick Callaway to win AA?
Oh, I didn't?
I picked Thomasville to win AA.
Who did I pick to win AA?
Who knows? But you didn't pick Callaway.
Did I pick who? Let me see.
You probably picked Rayburn County.
I did pick Rayburn.
Yeah.
You're right.
They got blown out by Thomasville a couple of weeks ago.
Let's digress.
Yeah.
In single A, Brooks upsets Metter.
49-7 is not an upset. When your running back comes out and scores two touchdowns of 70-plus yards on his first two carries, you're obviously better than the Metter Tigers.
Nobody's...
You know that better than the Metter Tigers? You like that?
Oh, suits, yeah. Clever. Ha!
Yeah.
I added to it.
I don't know if you got your... I think you didn't... Weren't you dating some girl from Metter
recently? No.
I mean, when you...
No.
You can tell when you got a new girlfriend because you're usually some team from that local area, Metter, Swainsboro, Statesboro, or Bullock County, or, you know, a couple of years ago you had this fascination with Liberty County. I mean, you can always tell what's going on in Jason Bishop's love life by looking at his power rankings.
Completely false.
Yeah.
Completely
false. There's data out there that supports that.
Irwin 45-14 winners over Wilcox. So Irwin and Brooks in the single A final.
Same region.
And I think most people had that at the beginning of the year.
You didn't. You had Metter winning the state championship. They got curb stomped 49-7. I'm not going to let you forget that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't pick Metter to
win
the state title.
Yeah, you had Metter. You were hyping Metter all year.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. I guess you broke up with the girl over Thanksgiving.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Trinity takes down Eagles Landing in single A private 48-45 and Prince Avenue over Fellowship Christian 38-28. And now you are all up to date on the final four scores from last night across the state.
State championship games will start up next Friday night.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Vivid's Parkers, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information on services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA Final Four teams played last night for the right to play for a state title. Brooks County woodshedded Metter 49-7 in Metter to end the Tiger season. Appling went down to Cedar Grove 27-6. Pierce also went down in a heartbreaker in Blackshear 19-17 to Carver Atlanta. South Georgia did have a team advance. Benedictine beat North Oconee 42-32 to advance to the 4A finals. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Of course, Lincoln Riley made the right choice going to USC. Oklahoma is about to be a four-loss program once it joins the SEC. Remember when the Braves DFA'd Kevin Gausman? The Blue Jays just gave that guy $110 million. Hi, my name is Brian Kelly, and I am proud to be the new LSU coach. Go Tigers! Fantasy Tigers. Owners beware. Never, ever draft Christian McCaffrey. Saban, get your popcorn ready. LSU and USC make big-time hires, and Florida hires the guy from some school in Louisiana that's not LSU.
The best hire
of Auburn
they
coaching
made.
Staff, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You lost that game last week after those kids played their tails off. Johan Camargo went hitless in 2021, and the Phillies just gave him $1.6 million. That's why they don't win. Max Scherzer could not even take the ball for the Dodgers in Game 6 of the NLCS, and the Mets just gave him $43 million for the next 3 years. CM Punk and MJF, OMFG, and these are my thoughts.
AEW has been pretty good lately.
I tell you what, if you're not a wrestling fan, then tune me out for the next 15 seconds. But if you are a wrestling fan like I am and you haven't been paying attention to what's going on in AEW, you need to tune in, because they're about to feud a guy that you might not be familiar with, an MJF, who is the guy in that company in AEW. They're building around that dude, and he's very good. And they're going to feud him and CM Punk. You want to talk about entertaining television as far as two guys on the mic? It doesn't get any better than those two. Not in that business.
lot of good movies out there right now, too. After day after Thanksgiving, sit down with my wife, being the romantic that I am.
What are we doing?
I mean, I'm just, you know, we're talking a little bit. So, you know, you always talk about movies and all that science fiction garbage that you come up with on the show a lot. So a lot of good movies on Netflix right now. So go out there and watch. Just threw that out there, man. I can bring up random subjects. That's what you do all the time. Now we get to your bogus power ranking. So go ahead. What are they called one more time?
It's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And regardless of what happens next week, because of what happened this week, the rankings, the formula has told me the rankings won't change next week, regardless. So this is going to be the last edition.
The formula says.
Yes.
You just said they're the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. Now you're saying the formula says. Man, go ahead with your rankings.
Quit being semantical.
Go ahead.
This will be the last installment of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings because next week they're going to be the same regardless of what happens.
All right.
So getting back in to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, checking it at number 10 for the second time this season in the rankings, the Effingham Rebels.
Okay.
At number 9, the Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets.
Here we go. Like clockwork. Here we go. Who did they beat this year? That was anybody that was relevant with a pulse, other than Savannah Public Schools, who are awful. Who did they beat? Go ahead.
They had a really good year.
Yeah, they
again,
beat Groves.
What
they
you
beat
do within
Johnson.
Your schedule?
They beat Jenkins. Who else they beat?
Yeah. It's what you do within your schedule.
Oh, okay.
At number 8, Jeff Davis.
They had a good season.
They did. At number 7, the Ware County Gators.
Man, Waycross is a good football town, man.
Yeah, Waycross is a good football
town.
Yeah,
I mean, the Waycross Bulldogs is 4, you know, state championships. A lot of history in that town.
Just won't stop.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's a good football town.
At number 6, the Brunswick High Pirates finish at 6.
How?
That's what the formula says.
Name 5 teams that you're about to put ahead of them that can beat Brunswick High.
At number 5, the Calvary Day Cavaliers.
Absolutely not.
At number 4, the Appling County Pirates.
Absolutely not.
Again, it's what they did within their schedule.
Absolutely not. This is poll is bogus.
At number 3, the Pierce County Bears.
And Brunswick High beat them. Head-to-head doesn't matter. You remember that when you start talking about college football playoff here shortly.
Head-to-head does matter because Pierce County leapfrogged Appling County in these final rankings because Pierce beat Appling. Head-to-head matters.
Pierce finished the season with 3 losses, one of which was to Brunswick High, who finished 11-1, and they're ranked behind the team that they beat. So don't tell me next segment or the 4th segment of the show that head-to-head matters. Don't go there. I'm loaded for bear today.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, because Brunswick's 11-1 team who beat Pierce County, so they should be ranked higher than Pierce.
Let me ask you this question. Pierce County was playing in the Final 4. What time did Brunswick High kick off in the Final 4?
What time? Who won the head-to-head matchup?
That's all I'm asking you. Yeah. I didn't ask you about them head-to-head.
So
I asked,
don't say
what time did Brunswick kick off in the Final 4?
Don't say head-to-head matters.
What time Pierce played in it? At number 2, down right. 1 spot, the Metter County Tigers fall from 1 to 2.
Metter County?
That's the second week in a row I've done that. The Metter Tigers fall.
Metter from County. Metter Never County. Heard of Metter County.
They're in Candler.
Okay.
And at number...
Oh, you would know. Yeah. Go ahead.
I did used to live up that way, so yes, I would know.
So 49-7 beat down, and you drop 1 spot in the rankings.
It's what the formula says.
The formula needs to be trash canned. File 13 is the trash can. Isn't it? Send it to file 13.
File 13?
Yeah.
Okay. And the new number 1 team atop the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You got to take your hats off to this team. This is a team that didn't even get into the rankings until about midway through the year. And they just kept battling. They kept chopping. They kept fighting. They kept scrapping. They kept clawing. And here they are. In the final edition, as the number 1 team, they're going to finish the year atop the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and that team is the Benedictine Cadets.
They should have been in the preseason top five to begin with. That's just simply for you. Oh, that's right. Benedictine is in Savannah. You just forgot where they were.
Well, it is what it is. Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dogs!
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Miami says they want to hire Mario Cristobal.
Okay, hire him. And lose, I mean. Okay, Oregon beat Ohio State earlier in the season and just underachieved from then on out.
And so now is that time of the show where Kip gives us his top five butt hurt list.
Interesting. You were just talking about Oregon. Because number five on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, is the Oregon Ducks.
I figured.
They got woodshedded twice by Utah in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
What doesn't make sense to me is in both of those games, they're ranked higher than Oregon, and they were dogs in both games.
And get blown out.
Yeah.
They got blown out. Oregon played like their coach is about to leave. Last night. That's what they played like.
Is there a scenario where Utah finds its way into the college football playoff?
No, there's no scenario. They got three losses.
We'll talk about that next segment.
Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the Metter Tigers.
I knew you'd do it. I knew you couldn't resist.
49-7 woodshedding last night by Maurice Freeman.
Stunning loss.
No, that was a blowout loss. It ain't no. It's not a stunning loss. A stunning loss is when you get beat 17-16 by a team that's not better than you. 49-7 losses are curb stompings by teams that are superior to you.
Superiorly, a new word from Kip Branch.
They are superior to the Metter Tigers. So the Metter Tigers get on this butt hurt list because you know why? You hyped them all season long. This is an indictment of your high school football power rankings.
I'm willing to say that Metter is the third best team in single A public.
I can think of 10 teams off the top of my head.
No, you
in
can't.
South Georgia.
No, you can't.
That will beat the Metter Tigers.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I can think of two, and that's it.
I can think of 10. Just spit them out.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that would beat the Metter Tigers today in this parking lot outside of K-Bank.
Okay.
Line them up. Number three on the butt hurt list, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Mm.
You know, all this hype every year about Ohio State. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They just fold like a cheap Walmart tent, man. When it matters the most. Yeah, they've owned Michigan, but Michigan physically punched them in the mouth last Saturday. Knocked them off the ball. Had a running back score 5 touchdowns against them. And then they're sitting away today, and the committee's doing it too. They're looking at the numbers, crunching the numbers, hoping for chaos so they can find a way to let Ohio State slip into these college football playoffs.
I have no idea how that happens.
They're trying to figure out a way, the committee is.
You got to figure Iowa would be in over Ohio State. If Michigan loses to Iowa, you got to figure Iowa's got 2 losses, Michigan's got 2 losses, Ohio State's got 2 losses, but Iowa's got a conference title.
Yes, but the committee wants to figure out a way.
We'll see.
To get the Ohio States of the world in a college football
You say
playoff.
Ohio State. I say it's Notre Dame.
Notre
They're
going
to do everything
too.
They can Notre to get
Dame,
Notre Dame
Ohio
in.
State, put them all in the same bag and shake it up and just pour it out. That's what you get.
All right.
Number two, speaking of non-playoffs, the Atlantic Coast Conference. There's no mathematical way that the ACC can get somebody into the college football playoff. Clemson's down this year. There's no way. The ACC is the worst conference in football this year.
Stay tuned. Later in the show, I may give you a way that
There's
Wake Forest finds
no
their way in.
There's no way the ACC can get into the college football playoff.
Let me do the math.
Speaking of being blindsided, number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Mm.
Lincoln Riley duped you guys and went to USC. On national TV after they lost to Oklahoma State last week, Lincoln Riley says, I'm not taking the LSU coaching job, and put the media at bay. And then the next day, he gets up and says, oh, by the way, I'm taking the USC job. And he bolts for Southern California. And guess what's bolting with him?
The Oklahoma
recruiting class that he has assembled.
Including the top-rated quarterback in the country that Oklahoma had signed. He's going to Southern Cal.
So you can't tell me that Lincoln Riley didn't know before last Sunday that he was going to USC. He knew.
It doesn't come together that quickly without somebody having a conversation
he
prior.
He knew. Oklahoma, how do you get blindsided like that? You're a big dog in the college football world. You don't have a backup plan in place, so now you're probably going to have to hire a defensive coordinator from Clemson that used to be on big game Bobby Stoops' staff out there.
Mm.
And guess what? Bob Stoops is going to coach the bowl game. They're not going to be in the playoffs, but he'll probably coach the Fiesta Bowl or the Texas Bowl or Armed Services Bowl that Oklahoma's going to?
They're going to find their way into either one of the New Year's Six Bowls or one that's the next tier down. They're going to be in one of the bigger ones.
Oklahoma Sooners, you got blindsided, and therefore your whole Sooner Nation is butt hurt this week, and you don't have a head coach yet. Florida's got a coach. LSU's got a coach. USC's got a coach.
Notre Dame's got a coach.
Notre Dame's got a coach. Miami's fixing to have a coach, and they haven't fired theirs yet. But Oklahoma doesn't have a head football coach.
Miami's putting stuff out there about who they want to hire. They haven't fired the dude that's there.
Yeah, but Oklahoma's been sitting there for a week twiddling their thumbs. What are we going to do? That's my you know, Brian Kelly accent. Hey, man, what are we going to do? We don't have football, coach.
That's your Brian Kelly accent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me some sweet tea and some give me some cornbread and some sweet tea. Hey, throw some black-eyed peas in there as well.
That dude's from Boston.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, give me some Boston clam chowder. And $95 million.
I'll talk any way you want me to talk for $95
million. So, Oregon, the Metter Tigers, Metter County Tigers, according to Jason Bishop, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and topping the butthurt list this week, the Oklahoma Sooners. There you have it, Jason.
That might be one of your better lists. The only thing that I feel like is a stretch is Metter.
Don't get beat 49-7 at home in the Final Four when you've had a sports journalist just propping you up and hyping you all season and giving you false sense of security, and then you go out against a battle-tested single-A power and you get woodshedded at home. Tell your girlfriend and Metter.
There is no girlfriend.
Tell your girlfriend that it's going to be okay. Send her a dozen roses. And tell her you only dropped them one spot in your bogus rankings. Send some candy. I mean, it's close enough to Valentine's Day. Go ahead and send some candy.
There's no girlfriend in Metter, Kip.
Yeah, okay.
Or there's let me even go a little step further. There's no girlfriend at all, anywhere.
Okay. All right.
100% unequivocally, single.
So you got jilted by the girl from Metter is what you're telling me?
Oh, my God. See, this is what you do. You just stir stuff that's not even
I'm sorry,
it's not even plausible.
Maybe we can talk about it on the way home today. I mean, I got a good ear. I'm a good listener.
In the next segment, okay. In the next segment, we will give you the winners of today's conference championship games.
Rattled.
No, I'm not. We'll give you the winners of today's championship games across the college landscape, and then we'll also start to break down what's got to happen for who to get into the college football playoff. I'm going to find a way. I don't have it mapped out yet, but I'm going to find a way mathematically to tell you how Wake Forest can get in.
Brian Kelly went to LSU and they brought him something he said he'd never have, but he's got to have it every day. That's fried okra.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off.
Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Brian Kelly never had fried okra before. He's going to love the South. I mean, he's kind of a chunky guy to begin with.
Oh,
but
Kip.
He's going to get down there and start eating that Cajun food in South Louisiana.
Man.
He's probably going to bulk up another 15 or 20 pounds. He can't help it.
Don't forget to go vote on our Twitter question of the week. You can find that at Bishop_show on Twitter. Were you fooled by Brian Kelly's Southern accent? Your choices are get him some sweet tea or where is he from?
Sweet tea. Crawfish etouffee. I mean, Brian's fixing to, his diet's fixing to get really, really good. Food is great in Louisiana.
No arguments.
I mean, he can go recruit South Louisiana talent. He can eat all these catfish. He can eat shrimp, seafood, crawfish. I mean, this guy, he knew what he was doing when he took that $95 million.
You know what's nuts is all the stuff that Ed Ogeron had going on behind the scenes, like all just this nasty stuff that has come out to the surface, which eventually got him fired. And the fan base down there has his back 100%. They don't want the guy fired regardless the other stuff.
Who wouldn't want to play for Coach O? I mean, you got to admit, Coach O's a guy. If you were having an oyster roast today or a low country boil, you know, you had a keg and you had, you know, cooler full of beer and liquid refreshments and all that kind of stuff, Ed Ogeron's one of those guys you want at that party. I mean, Ed, tell stories about, you know.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that would disagree with you about that because a lot of those people wouldn't want Ed Ogeron at their party hitting on their wife, which is a huge part of what got him fired.
So I'm sorry, man, that the girl from Met or jilted you. I didn't mean to bring up parties and things like that. I'm sorry, man. I must have struck a nerve or something. So let's get to college football pick'em. Man, I apologize to our listeners.
Every single week. I was fired up to do this show today.
Well, you're still fired up.
Then I get in the studio and I take this garbage every single Saturday and I do it for you, the listener. I do it for you, the listener.
Well, you got to come up with better ranking systems. I mean, if you don't want to take heat, don't come in here with bogus high school football power rankings that doesn't matter. Now we're fixing to get into the head-to-head discussion that's going to matter to you now that didn't matter 2 segments ago. So go ahead.
Number 9, Baylor will take on Oklahoma State in AT&T Stadium in Dallas at 12 noon. The winner of this game wins the Big 12 championship. There's a good chance that if Oklahoma State wins this football game, they punch their ticket into the college football playoff. I'm here to tell you right now, write this down. Baylor knocks off Oklahoma State and opens the door on the back end for another team to get in. Oklahoma State ain't getting in. They're going down to Baylor.
Oklahoma State's going to beat Baylor today. They're going to punch their ticket to the college football playoff as the Big 12 champion.
Okay. Utah State at number 19, San Diego State. And San Diego State will get this done. 3:00. That championship game goes down.
Yeah, I'm picking San Diego State as well.
App State at 24, Louisiana Lafayette at 3:30. App State is a 3-point favorite in that game. Louisiana Lafayette is ranked higher. They are ranked 24th. I'll take App State on the road to win this game.
I'm going to take Louisiana.
Okay. Is what's his face coaching that game?
I don't know if he's coaching or not. I'm assuming that he is today.
Napier?
Yeah. Great hire by Florida, by the way.
Number one, Brian Kelly would have been a better fit at Florida than Napier, by the way.
Now, Napier's a young, hungry coach that's not going to go down there and try to eat everything in sight. And he's going to He's going to turn the program around because Florida is a sleeping giant if you get the right coach in there.
Number one, Georgia. Number three, Alabama. Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite. That line started at 6.5. It dropped to about 4, and now it's back up to 6.5 hours before game time. Georgia is going to throttle the Crimson Tide. I have said it all year. This is the surest thing that I have told you in the 5 years that I've done this show. Georgia will throttle the Crimson Tide. Take it to the bank in Fort Knox. This game will not be close.
Biggest game of Kirby Smart's career to date at the University of Georgia.
Now the national championship game.
Biggest game. This is one where you can get to the point where you can kind of establish yourself as king over Saban. You had an opportunity in 17, couldn't get it done. Georgia on paper is better than Alabama. I think Georgia wins, but I think it's going to be like a 10-12 point margin of victory, maybe even closer than that.
Georgia pulls away in the second half, 3 touchdowns at
least.
I'd
love to see it.
21 Houston, number 4 Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a 10.5-point favorite, a 4:00 game. That game is in Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to throttle Houston.
You know, I pride myself on always being for the little guy on the show. Everybody's turning their back on Houston. I mean, Houston's one of these programs that, you know, they play in a conference that, you know, is trying to become up and coming. And, you know, I'd like to see teams like this try to get established, and I'd like to see teams like this, you know, battle these big dogs that run around beating their chests because they're 12-0 and hadn't really played anybody. Houston's one of these teams that all the little guys that root for the underdogs today is going to pull for Houston. Houston is going to beat Cincinnati today in the American Association of Flag Football Playing Conferences championship game. They're going to do it. And then I'm going to say I told you so because I'm always going to fight for the little guy. That's what I do on this show.
You took 3 minutes of the segment just to pick Houston.
Yes.
Okay. 16, Wake Forest. 15, Pitt in Charlotte. 8:00 game. Pitt is a 3-point favorite. I'll take Pitt to win this game. I think they win the ACC today.
I'm going to take Wake today because it'd be a good one of those good story things if Wake can win this football game.
I'm still working on the math on how Wake Forest can find their way in the college football
playoff.
There's
no math for an ACC team.
I'm working on it.
No, there's no math. You could bring a Harvard-educated rocket scientist in here. There's no math out there. There's no possible path for an ACC team to get into college football playoff.
13, Iowa. Number 2, Michigan. The Big Ten championship game. Michigan's an 11-point favorite tonight, 8:00 in Indianapolis. Michigan wins this game, stamps their ticket. They'll be a 2-seed.
Michigan's going to beat Iowa. They got over the hump last week against Ohio State, and they're rolling. My playoff teams are going to be Georgia, Michigan, Oklahoma State, and Notre Dame because you said 2 segments ago that head-to-head matchups don't matter.
That's not what I said.
So I'm picking Houston to beat Cincinnati, but even, you know, and so that creates the, oh, why are you picking Notre Dame, the committee is trying to figure out a way to put Notre Dame in there. And once Cincinnati loses today to Houston, it'll come down, the argument will say, well, Cincinnati beat Notre Dame head-to-head, but they're not the marquee name that Notre Dame is. I hate it because I'm for the little guy, but Cincinnati's going to get left out after they lose today. If they win, they're in. Because, you know, you've said it, you know, you may not say it point blank, but your actions and your words say otherwise. You do not respect head-to-head matchups.
Yes, I do. No. In the next segment, I will break down, Kip will as well, but just listen to me, about what's got to happen for each team to get in and how they're going to do it.
Cincinnati's out. They're losing today. They're out.
Looking for the
perfect place to watch the big game, then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Kit, put your lighter away.
It's going to be raining in Cincinnati today. It's going to be raining tears.
All right, so this is the deal. There are a lot of different scenarios. We're going to take this segment to do this. There are a lot of different scenarios where different teams could get into the college football playoff. There is one. There is one and only one team that is a lock to get in regardless of the outcome. That lock is the University of Georgia.
I think Georgia's in win or lose today. I mean, lose, they're still in.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So let's run through this. So the teams that I want to talk about are that you know that Georgia's going to get in, and you basically know that, you know, if Michigan wins, they're in. If Cincinnati wins, they're in. If Oklahoma State wins, they're in, right? We get all of that. But what about the Notre Dames of the world? Is there a scenario where Utah might be able to find a way in?
Not for Utah.
What about Wake Forest?
Not for Wake Forest.
If they can win.
There's a scenario where Baylor can get in.
Baylor's another team that you got to keep an eye on.
Iowa, there's a scenario. Iowa could jump in way up in there if chaos strikes the
day. Iowa's another team that you should keep an eye on. So, let's start with Iowa. Basically, what has to happen with Iowa, we've already had one of those cogs go down, which is Oregon losing. They're out.
They're gone.
They're gone. So they're not in the equation anymore. For Iowa to get in, you got to have Alabama lose.
Right.
You got to have Oklahoma State lose.
Right.
You got to have Cincinnati lose. And then you've got the scenario where all of those teams that I said that would get in, you'd have the scenario where Georgia gets in, and then you'd have Notre Dame in there as well.
And you got Cincinnati. No, Cincinnati's got to lose.
Yeah, Cincinnati loses. See, that's again the interesting scenario. I want to come back to that in a minute. But if Cincinnati, if Cincinnati loses, I'm talking about Iowa. What's got to happen for Iowa? Alabama's got to go down. Oklahoma State's got to go down, as well as Cincinnati's got to go down. And then I think Iowa, you would have Georgia, Notre Dame, Cincinnati, and Iowa.
Would they let? Would the committee jump Iowa, a two-loss Big Ten champion, over Ohio State sitting in there at 7 right now in the rankings?
You'd have to, because the resume would say,
we beat Michigan, who beat Ohio State.
Uh-huh. And the resume would also say, Ohio State's got 2 losses, Michigan's got 2 losses, Iowa's got 2 losses, but Iowa's got something they don't, which is a conference championship. That puts them in over both of those schools.
Chaos. If chaos hits today, Iowa's got a path.
If chaos happens, they've got to have everybody lose in front of them. Maybe Cincinnati can still win and Iowa still get in. I don't know that. But I think there's a way, you know, Cincinnati win or lose, maybe Iowa still gets in as long as Alabama loses, Michigan loses, and Oklahoma State loses.
There's a path for Baylor.
Baylor's got to blow out Oklahoma State. They've got to win that game convincingly, right?
Baylor's sitting there, what, at 9 in the rankings mm-hmm. right now?
They got to win that game convincingly. They got to have Alabama lose. And then now you're going to get into the question of Notre Dame, Baylor. That's what it's going to come down to. I kind of, the more I think about this, I kind of want to contend to you that whether Cincinnati wins or loses today, they're in. And the reason I say that is because of the win over Notre Dame. They've got, they're undefeated, and if they were to lose, they'd only have 1 loss, and Notre Dame would still be sitting there with 1 loss, but that loss is to Cincinnati, which is going to give Cincinnati the head-to-head tiebreaker over Notre Dame to get in every scenario that includes the two of those schools.
Baylor's got to have Cincinnati lose today to have a shot, even if they win the Big 12 championship.
Why is that?
They just got to have Cincinnati lose because they're not getting in over Notre Dame. Baylor's not, even with a conference championship. Committee's not going to allow that. Notre Dame should be in a conference, and I'm sick and tired of every year Notre Dame sitting there at 11-1, really haven't played a tough schedule, but they get into the playoff without the benefit of having to win a conference.
So for Baylor, Georgia wins, they're in, Alabama's out, and then Michigan loses, so they're out, and Cincinnati wins. So they'd be the two, and then the 3 seed would be Notre Dame, and the 4 seed would be Baylor.
I think Michigan. Here's an interesting scenario. What if everybody loses? It's up there pretty high. Do you put Baylor in over Iowa, or Iowa over Baylor? If you got, say, Georgia.
That's what I said. That's kind of what I why
could
I said
both of those teams get in.
See, that's why I said what I said earlier, that Baylor would have to blow out Oklahoma State, because in that scenario, if it's a tight game and you're looking at Baylor and you're looking at Iowa, Iowa's got the better resume. Iowa's got 2 losses and a Big Ten championship, which is a tougher conference than the Big 12. Baylor would have 3 losses and a Big 12 championship, and when you stack those two up,
but
Iowa's resume is better.
Iowa lost to Purdue. Baylor.
It still doesn't change the head-to-head.
Baylor has the opportunity to say, we beat Oklahoma and we beat Oklahoma State.
Baylor's got to blow out Oklahoma State. Got to. Because their resume, with the 3 losses, that's what hurts. If they had 2 losses, Kip, I'd be on board with this.
But UGA, Michigan, and Oklahoma State win today, and Cincinnati loses, who's number 4? Notre Dame or Cincinnati?
I say Cincinnati, but I know the committee is going to do everything they can to keep them out.
Cincinnati has to win to get in. If they lose, they're not getting in the
playoffs. But see, the argument with me is if Cincinnati loses to Houston, and now they've got 1 loss, well, the next best team to get in after Cincinnati is Notre Dame. You cannot take a 1-loss Cincinnati and keep them out and put a one-loss Notre Dame in when Cincinnati beat Notre Dame head-to-head.
You put a three-loss Pierce County team ahead of a one-loss Brunswick High team earlier in this show, and Brunswick High beat them head-to-head. So now you're reversing. I was waiting to get to this, and I wanted our listeners to hear that come out of your mouth. You just basically said that head-to-head matters.
It does.
And it didn't matter 3 segments ago.
It did matter 3 segments ago because Pierce County leapfrogged Appling because of the head-to-head.
But they did. They were ahead of Brunswick.
Brunswick High went out in the second round.
11-1.
Brunswick High went out in the second
head-to-head
round.
Head-to-head win over Pierce.
Pierce County went 2 rounds deeper than them. End of story. That's the argument over.
Okay.
Argument over.
All right. So you try to spin things.
I'm not spinning anything. I'm just giving you the truth.
If Cincinnati loses today, they're not getting in the playoff. Wrap your mind around that.
Whether that's true or not, that should not be true. Cincinnati should have the same ability as Georgia today to win or lose and still be in because of the win over Notre Dame.
If Georgia loses today and Cincinnati wins, Cincinnati's in Oklahoma State and Michigan. And Alabama wins today, Georgia's going to get in ahead of Cincinnati, an undefeated Cincinnati team.
That's correct. If it comes down to Georgia and Cincinnati at 4, Georgia's in, Cincinnati's out, Notre Dame's out in that scenario too. You'd have Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma State, and
Michigan.
And those would be your 4. Cincinnati, win or lose, would be out. Notre Dame is out. If Alabama wins today, that's the scenario. There's never going to be a bigger fan than for Alabama than what the committee is going to do today.
Cincinnati,
they're going to
be
huge Alabama fans.
Cincinnati could be 12-0 and not get in the playoff.
That's right.
13-0, excuse me.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. 2 locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information on services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA Final Four teams played last night for the right to play for a state title. Brooks County Woodshed at Metter, 49-7 in Metter to end the Tiger season. Appling went down to Cedar Grove, 27-6. Pierce also went down in a heartbreaker in Blackshear, 19-17 to Carver Atlanta. South Georgia did have a team advance. Benedictine beat North Oconee, 42-32 to advance to the 4A finals. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.